Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Again, Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee into the district of Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears and spitting touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately the man's ears were opened. His speech impediment was removed and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished and said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning.
Good morning.
I was only 16 or 17 when my father died and I was in the seminary. There are seven of us children. So when he died, I said to myself, "Okay, what will I do now? Should I get out of the seminary and help support the family?" We were all so young when my father died. He was only 46, and I was only 16 or 17 at that time. I had to make a choice. Either I do it myself and get out of the seminary, or I entrust myself and say to God, "Lord, since you want me to be a priest, I entrust to you my family." And that's what I did. And the fear, the hesitation, the doubt disappeared when I made a choice to put everything in the hands of God. I had no idea what would happen. I'm not into details. I just said to myself, to my God, and to your God, "Lord, into your hands I entrust my family." I could have chosen to be blinded by fear. I could have chosen to be concerned about, let's say, self-pity. "Oh, poor me, I have no more dad. I had no more father. What will happen to me?" I could have chosen that and get stuck in that situation, but I always liked the idea, always loved the story of Saint Peter. If Saint Peter concentrated on the drowning part, remember when he tried to walk? If he concentrated on the drowning part, or chose only to go back to the boat by himself, by his own strength, he would not have made it. Rather, Peter, when he was sinking, remember he was a fisherman, he could have trusted on his own capacity, on his own ability, yet he chose to say what? "Lord, help me." That's when he was able to walk again on the water and went back with Jesus to the boat. All of us here may not be physically blind, but spiritually blind. In the second reading, it talks about what? It talks about somebody having a party and then two persons, one with nice clothing and the other one obviously very poor. This person who welcomed them was blind to see that both are equal. They may have what? Externally a little different, but their dignity as human being is equal. No partiality. How about you? Again, I told you many times already. Many times. I too had to get out of this partiality. Because when I was a young priest, I thought I will only serve the Filipinos. I had to go beyond that and said to myself, Lord, since you called me to be a priest, I cannot simply be a Filipino priest. I have to be a priest wherever you send me. Partiality is not good because we are Catholicos. Universality. For example, as I told you already, when you only value Black Lives Matter and then snub other human life, is that partiality? Yes, it is. Or for example, you prefer to be only with rich people and not with ordinary people. Even some priests, even now, sad to say, they're identified more with the rich people rather than with the poor people. Why? Maybe because they get something out of them. But the point is, we cannot be partial. Again, look what's happening. The value of the unborn. Why do you think is that partiality? What's the difference between the born and the unborn? Aren't they the same? But no. There are some people, maybe here, who think that the unborn is less and therefore can be killed. You shake your head. But it's sad to say, I just read a bioethicist from Sweden or something. Bioethics. When you say ethics, it means what? He teaches what is supposed to be right and wrong. But he himself is saying that you have the right to kill the unborn. See? Partiality. And again, partiality. Should I only serve the white guys or everybody else? Should I only serve citizens or even non-citizens? I don't know who are citizens anyway and who are not. Should I treat illegal aliens from legal aliens? Of course not. I'm not saying that we are for illegal aliens, no. But as far as what? As far as loving them, serving them, what? I have to. Because they are all what? Children of God. Yes? Do you agree, huh? Because somebody wrote to us and said that we are allowing these people, illegal aliens, to overcome our church. See how people, and these are Catholics. Just because somebody looks different, they tend to shy away. See? So my dear friends, even now there are still some people who may not even know that they are blind. But once you acknowledge that you are blind, that you are limited, that you have your own limited view of what Catholicos really is, then what do you do? Lord, help me. Lord, help me conquer my blindness, my racism, my whatever system I have. And ask and tell God, Lord, help me to go beyond that. Because can God heal you If you don't acknowledge what you need to be healed, see, that's the thing. People not believe in God, but they don't acknowledge their own sinfulness. And that is why they say, God forgive me. But if you do not even acknowledge what have you done, what is wrong with you, how can you ask? It's like going to a doctor. The doctor will what? Depend on what you complain, what you feel, what's wrong with you. And then the doctor can give you a diagnosis and give you the proper medicine. Same thing with God. Even though he knows that what's wrong with you, but it's supposed to be your effort now to tell God. Same thing with the gospel today. Look what happened. Christ had to separate this blind man. Why? Because this blind man needed to be alone with Jesus. Maybe because the crowd was too noisy or there's so much pressure. But the blind person needed to be alone with Jesus and confront his own issues and tell Jesus, Lord, help me. How about you? Have you been alone with Jesus? Talk to him. Tell him what's wrong. When my father died, the first thing I did was complain and told him how angry I was with him. I told God. I did not hesitate to tell God how angry I was, how afraid I was for taking away my dad at so early age. But I knew that God's love for me is greater than my anger, than my sinfulness. And he took it. And he still took care of me and took care of my family. So you have to be honest with God. Stop pretending. That's the problem with today's society. Too much pretension, too much cover up. Instead of entrusting everything to God in all our nakedness, when you say in all our nakedness, it means what? In all truth. Remember what happened to Adam and Eve? They hid from God. Why are you hiding? We were naked. If they just simply said, Lord, here we are, we sinned, I'm sorry. Right there and then, God would have forgiven them. But they were trying to pretend and hide away from God. And that is why they got kicked out. Do you want to enter God's kingdom? Then stop pretending. Maybe among ourselves, we try to pretend that we are different. But no, we are all on the same boat. We are all sinners. We are all blind because of our pride or anger or whatever reason. And simply say to God, Lord, here I am. I need you. I want you. Please heal me. This is what I always told myself and told God about myself. And so far, so good. I'm not perfect. It's been working. I don't allow anything or anybody mess me up because I have God, I have Christ in my life. How about you?